Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'll be your host today. Alex will be joining us at 12:30 Central. So we're going to talk about the significance of what happened this weekend. An amazing trip. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for standing behind us, for standing behind InfoWars, so that we can go to sites like this. Thank you especially for your prayers. It was a very dangerous situation. It was touch and go there for a while. But I tell you what, it was, and you're going to see some clips that we haven't aired yet about the Bundy family and about the standoff. These are men who are meek, but they have backbones of steel. They are the kind of men we need to see. I tell you what, talking to Cliven Bundy, he reminded me so much of Ron Paul in so many ways. Not a big, brash person, not tooting his horn. And he is not a lawbreaker getting away with breaking the law. We didn't help somebody to do that. We've had people leave comments like that. I'm going to tell you how to distinguish between real law and between law that is enacted without representation. You know, we had a revolution in this country about taxation without representation. We not only have taxation without representation, we now have regulation without representation. And if you don't understand that in this particular case, they're going to get you in every aspect, every walk of life. It doesn't matter if you're not a rancher and don't have grazing rights, don't have water rights to some land. If you've got any property at all, your property is at stake if you don't stand for other people's property rights. If the government can come in, an unelected government, have you ever seen BLM on any of your ballots? I haven't. Have you ever had a chance to vote for an EPA official or an IRS official? Yet they have the power they claim to regulate our lives. We're going to talk about that. Alex is going to be joining us at 12:30 Central. Josh is going to be joining us at noon. Josh was the cameraman. You typically didn't see it. He was there with me the entire time. We want you to hear from us what we saw. We're going to tell you what we saw. You know how you can tell what really happened there? The mainstream media has got its own narrative that it's developing. They're pushing back. They're trying to criminalize the Bundys. They're trying to make them into, I've seen them called Mormons, rich white ranchers, a lot of personal invective. That was not the spirit we saw there. They are not, first of all, very rich. And we had people from all over the West that descended on that place to stand with them and support. And we stood them down. We didn't have to resort to gunfire. Some people had guns to back it up with it. But he told people not even to bring the guns, not to be afraid of them. We were in the right. We looked them in the eye and they blinked. This can be done everywhere. And we're going to talk about how it can be done anywhere. And I'm not talking about people just showing up every time there's a crisis, because the government is attacking so many people, so many places, that we can't be at every place. And we're going to play some a speech from Ammon Bundy, one of the sons, talking about what it was like to see his country turned into martial law, the place that he had grown up in, that his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather had grown up in. For generations they were there. They had never seen it. They were always free to roam the land. And yet one day they find that there's a military operation pointed at them. Guns pointed, snipers on the hills pointing their guns at them. Could it happen to you? Yes, it will happen to you if you don't stand up for the principles that are involved here. So we're going to talk about the principles involved. We've also had a tie with the crony capitalism, the corruption of Harry Reid and others. And we're going to be joined by Jerome Corsi in the third hour. If you think that this is over with the Chinese, I don't think it's over. It's also not over with the Bundys. We understand that even though there's been a victory in the Battle of Bunkerville, this is just a battle. The war is not over. It's not over for the Bundys. It's not over for America. We have to talk about how we're going to do that, and we can all do that. There's things that we can do. We're going to be talking to Jerome Corsi, though, about how the Chinese are going everywhere in this country. And it's not just in that area. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got an exciting show. A lot of clips that you haven't seen yet.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. Alex will be joining us at 12:30 Central. Josh is going to be here at the top of the next hour. We're going to talk about what we saw there. And if you think that this is over because the ENN Chinese company said that they're going to stop this solar project back in June, it is not over with them. We're going to have Jerome Corsi on at the top of the third hour, and he's going to talk about the deals being made with the Chinese to loot the entire country. Even if they don't come back to this place, there are many, many other areas where they're going to go. A lot of people missed the point that this was about the area that the Bundy family was in was a mitigation area. If you understand the way these people work with carbon credits, this is what they were doing. They were going to say, we're going to destroy the environment in this one area, but we're going to pull up this other area, make it extra pristine. That's going to be the mitigation for our solar projects that we're putting in with people. So we're going to be talking to Jerome Corsi on the third hour about the crony capitalism, about the corruption, about the looting of the American people. The government should not be owning these lands. Under the Constitution, they should be not owning anything more than just a 10-mile square area in Washington and the area that they need for forts and other things. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, look it up. However, what they're doing in the West is they're owning vast swaths of land, 85, 90% in Nevada. They continually accumulate more. They're looking to get 90,000 acres here in Texas. What are they doing with this land? They're declaring it to be the king's land, pushing people off, people who have had rights, property rights on that land. Now, the Bundys never said that they owned the land. They did have rights on that land. They had grazing rights. They had water rights. Those rights needed to be abrogated. They needed to be pushed off before Harry Reid and others like Obama could sell this area off. They're after surface rights for solar projects. They're after mineral rights. They're after oil rights. They're after all kinds of things in that area that they're going to sell off to large corporations, most of them multinational, many of them Chinese. That's what Jerome Corsi is going to be talking about. And then, of course, the corrupt politicians get their gratuities at the end. That's fundamentally what this is about. And we're going to talk about how this whole thing rolled out. But before we do, and there you see on the screen, there's Harry Reid. They've actually broken a solar project, broken ground on it. This was an announcement that went out on February the 19th. And they announced that that picture that you just saw up there with Harry Reid breaking ground on the project, that is the first solar project. And that press release went out on March the 21st. They said today, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid joined representatives from the Moapa Band of Paiutes, the executives from First Solar, etc. That is a multinational company as well that has put up two large solar projects, one in California, one in Nevada. And let me read you from their press release back on February the 19th. They said, these solar projects reflect exemplary cooperation between the BLM and other federal, state, and local agencies, enabling through environmental review and robust mitigation provisions. The mitigation provisions specifically mentioned the Bundy Ranch because he was the last rancher that they hadn't driven out of business. They use these code violations just as they use them in the cities. They create a code violation. They come after poor people who have homes in the area. They start multiplying fees against them until they can condemn the homes, knock the homes down. And, of course, they passed laws that people cannot rebuild in that small of a lot. So they keep these properties. That's what I've seen happen in Tampa. That's what Alex Jones has seen happen in Austin. That's the way they pull people out of their homes. And the same thing is going on a much, much larger scale. There were 53 ranchers that were there before they put them out of business. If you change the terms of the agreement that these people have held for generations and say you're only going to be able to have a business that is 10% the size it was before, they're going to drive most of those people out. They did it without using any kind of eminent domain. They did it just with regulation until their businesses were not really worth anything. A few people they bought out for pennies on the dollar, many of them died under the stress. You can't allow this to happen in this area. If you do, it's going to happen everywhere. But here's the other thing we saw, and this is one of the reasons we went out there. As Paul Joseph Watson reported a week ago, and this story went national when Drudge picked up his stories, we saw martial law being enacted in that area. We saw them moving against the family. Let me play for you the words of Ammon Bundy, and this is what he said in the morning before anything happened with the sheriff. And this is before anything happened with the cattle. He was just recalling what it was like to see his area where he had lived under martial law. Let me play that for you right here.
I looked up on those hills, and they were completely occupied, and we were under martial law by an unauthorized agency. And that's the way it was. If we stepped off the road, they would pounce off and shove our faces in the dirt. And to have that feeling, I've never had it before in this country, to have the feeling of freedom taken away from you. My friends, it is not a good feeling. It is not a good feeling. My family and the community has run these hills and enjoyed these hills for generations. Never once in the history of this nation have those mountains ever been restricted from us. Never. And yet this week, they were. So a battle began. A battle on the roadside where my brother was taken down by about 20 agencies and taken to a federal court or federal jail. And we had to battle for him, and then they didn't even prosecute him, just dumped him out on the street once they knew that everybody was going to make a big enough stink.
Yeah!
Right?
That's exactly what we're talking about. It's martial law. He called it martial law. It is martial law. If there is no free speech, this is a bureaucracy from Washington that went into this area and said, we're going to set up free speech areas where you can exercise your free speech. They set up snipers pointing them at these people. He said, there was just only about three of us about a week ago, and we were facing snipers on the Hill. I couldn't believe that this would happen in our own area. Let me tell you something. If you're in denial about what happened to this family, you're going to see the same thing happen to you if you don't stand together. If they can come in and say you have no free speech, we're going to arrest you if you set foot on this property on the king's land. If they're going to set up observation posts looking at people, if they're going to arrest and tase or anybody that steps out of their car onto this, and we saw this happen over and over again, they're basically were acting as predators. And the videos that you've seen where they tasered the guy that was just speaking, that was Ammon Bundy. He was the son of Cliven Bundy. Tasered him multiple times. Multiple times. These guys pulled them out and kept going. They didn't go after these guys. What they did was they came up then in the crowd and attacked the smallest person there, a woman who was recovering from cancer, grabbed her from behind and threw her to the ground. They're ambush predators. They single out the weak. That's why we needed to stand with them. That's why we needed to have everybody standing up. And I was so heartened to see so many people show up. So many of them told us that they had heard about this story through InfoWars, because it broke nationally when Drudge picked up Watson's story. And just the spirit of the people there, we went to that area when they called for people to go to the area to pick up the cattle. It was great to see Cliven Bundy standing there listening to the sheriff saying that they were now going to give them back some of their rights. You know, they take 100 steps forward and they take one step back. And he just listened to him silently, and then he got up and he said, well, I'm going to tell you now what we want. We want you, as the lawful authority here, the sheriff, to collect the weapons from this unlawful military band that's come here and deposit them here in 1 hour. And we want you to take down those barricades where they've been taxing people, where they've been attacking people. We want you to take those down in 1 hour. Now we waited, and of course they didn't do any of that. And then he got up to the microphone. He said, I don't give you orders. I only give orders to two people, the governor and the sheriff, because they have a duty to fulfill. But he goes, I'm telling you what we're going to do. We're going to go get our cattle. And if you want to come with us, you can. And it was an amazing sight. Everybody got in their cars. We went down there. As we got to the area, they were telling us, leave the area. We have a court order. We will use lethal force. We will shoot. We waited for the cavalry to get there, essentially. We stood there and waited as they were threatening us. And then gradually, as the cavalry got there, we gradually approached. And we walked them down like V from Vendetta. It was amazing to see the resolution of these people and the peacefulness of it. This is the thing. I've seen people writing comments about how, as Christians, should we take up arms against our government? You know, they told us to obey legal authority. That's a question. What is legal authority? Can you determine what legitimate authority is? Many times people have questioned whether or not this is they're doing the right thing, whether they had a right to do this or not. Let me tell you something. When the BLM, when the EPA, when the IRS, when OSHA and ATF can create their regulations without any input from us, that is regulation without representation. Take a look at a Federal Reserve note. You know how they used to teach, before they changed the Federal Reserve notes every few months, they used to teach people how to recognize counterfeit Federal Reserve notes by having them study the real thing. You know how to know whether or not a law is legitimate or not? You study the real thing. That's the Constitution. The Bundys knew the Constitution. Cliven Bundy taught his family the Constitution. We're going to be right back. We've got a comment from the Bureau of Land Management. Finally, they responded to our questions about why they're doing this. We're going to have that response right after the break. Stay tuned.
So my elementary school-age child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to UnseenNow.com and take action today. That's UnseenNow.com.
A highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I just got back from Nevada, from the Bundy Ranch standoff. I was there, so was Josh Owens. He's going to be joining me at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the next hour at 12:30 Central Time with Alex Jones. We're going to talk about how important this event was, the many principals that were involved here, the victory that we saw here. They basically were stood down by a determined group. Let me read you the motto of the Texas Rangers. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that's in the right and keeps on a-coming. That's the story this weekend. That's what happened on Saturday. That's what's been happening with Clive and Bundy since 1993. He's been in the right, and he's kept on a-coming. Now, they were teaming up against him with his family. They had brought 200 officers down there, is the count that I have seen. Certainly believe that. As they were leaving the area, we counted 82 vehicles leaving. A massive compound. Can you guys pull up for the people who are watching, pull up the picture? They had aerial pictures that they had taken of the BLM compound there. I guess it was Thursday. They finally got somebody who came down and volunteered with a plane. They were trying to find his cattle. His cattle were scattered all over the place. They were trying to find them before the BLM did so they could round them up. They also took pictures of the compound. Click on one of those and you can get a large picture of that. There you go. A huge compound, a huge military operation mounted against these people. But what happened was Mr. Bundy quietly stood on his rights. They were trying to run him off the land just as they had 52 other ranchers using code violations created by the Bureau of Land Management, which doesn't have any authority to legally write the law. But we've allowed that to happen, and it's not just that agency. We see that happening with every bureaucracy. Every bureaucracy in Washington is writing their own laws, creating their own militarized police force that they will use as if it is undeclared martial law whenever they feel like they need to. That's part of the ammunition purchases that we've seen. We've seen all these agencies, even the Oceanic Agency, NOAA, has got its own law enforcement agencies like that. The Department of Education, and they have used them as SWAT teams. There was a case where they pulled a man and his family out of their home at the dead of night with guns loaded to their heads because they were looking for the wife who was no longer even living with the family. She had left the family because she had some outstanding student loans. So the Department of Education sent the Department of Education SWAT team to collect the loans. If you think this is just about some rich white rancher Mormon getting his cattle back and disobeying the law and not paying his grazing fees, you're not paying attention. Essentially, none of that is true. There's a lot of really hateful rhetoric about dividing people into groups, and we've got a quote from Clive and Bundy's brother who discusses that, about how their tactics, just as we have pointed out, their tactics is always are always to divide and conquer the population.
I see our whole society being picked apart by forcing us into little groups that won't stand together.
This is Steve Bundy.
You got this group over here, and they're worthless, and this group over here, and they're this, and they're that, and this is that, and everybody's divided, and everybody has some kind of conflict that they can't stand up for the other one, and this divides our society from being able to stand here. And I see people from every walk of life standing here, and this has changed my life from Monday till today. My feeling about my fellow man on this land.
Yeah, that was an amazing speech. Now, let me tell you what happened on Saturday. We had an interview scheduled at 8 o'clock in the morning with Mr. Bundy, and We went to the place where we had arranged for the interview. He wasn't there, so we went to find out what was going on at the ranch. And they told us that the whole family was meeting in prayer, that they had just heard that the sheriff was going to be there at 9 a.m. in the morning. And he wanted to meet privately with Mr. Bundy, but he wasn't going to meet with him privately. He said, if you've got anything to say to me, you can say it to the people that are here. The sheriff wanted to meet with him behind closed doors. Overnight, they had decided that they were going to allow him to put his cattle back on the range. It was interesting, when we first got there, they had signs up at the entrance to the open range area saying that there was a cattle guard crossing. And if you don't know what one of those are, it's basically a lot of metal bars that were put into the street. And the second day we got there, they had taken down those signs. And so we got out and we took a picture of that. Josh and I did a report on that, showing that those cattle guard signs were down, showing that something that had been there for a very, very long time, and of course the family has been there for 140 years, the state of Nevada had put that cattle guard into the road. They had put those signs up, and they were going to remove those rights. That was where things were on Friday. We're going to pick it up and tell you what changed on Friday and how the events came down on Saturday. But it was truly an amazing story how this turned around. We can stand them down peacefully. If we look them in the eye, they will blink. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
bubble of social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
You got a business. That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've just gotten back from the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada. As we heard at that beginning of the break, as we were coming back in, Obama saying, "You got a business? You didn't build that. We built that." That's the attitude I have seen over and over again about this standoff, that the government owns this property. The government has rights. Everybody else just has privileges that are granted to them by the government. Nothing could be further from the truth. We have rights that are given to us by our Creator. The people who were there understood that. They were raised on the Constitution. They were raised on a strong faith in God. They were grounded people. They knew what was genuine and what was not. The same way, as I mentioned earlier, how did you used to train people when we had a cash society? Now we've gone pretty much to a cashless society, and we've had to see the money changing all the time. But when they didn't change the money every few months, we had a long-standing Federal Reserve notes that people knew what they looked like. And the way they trained bank tellers was to have them study the details of these notes. That's the way they would understand what a counterfeit looked like. They didn't look at all the different counterfeit reports from these various news media We're here to tell you what happened there. I'm here to tell you what happened. Josh is going to be joining me at the top of the hour. Alex is going to be here to talk about how important this is in the broader scheme of things at the bottom of the next hour. And Jerome Corsi is going to be here in the third hour, and he's going to spread this out for us as far as the crony capitalism involving China. There were connections that we made here at Infowars.com, and I'm going to come back to that article. I was just starting to talk about the chronology about how things happened. As I mentioned, we were there on Friday. We were covering the standoff, the demonstrators. We'd had several interviews. You've probably seen those on the radio show here with Alex Jones, as well as the nightly news. We learned that there was going to be a demonstration at the sheriff's office because Mr. Bundy said the way for this to come down peacefully is for the sheriff or the governor to do their job. And it was very interesting. You know, Governor Sandoval had actually run against Harry Reid's son, Rory, as Republican. He won. You know, Rory didn't want to put his last name on his signs, I was told. He just put the first name Rory, trying to, I guess, hide his connection to Reid because outside of Las Vegas and the people who run the voting machines, Harry Reid's not very popular, at least not in the areas of Nevada where we were. But anyway, Sandoval won. Sandoval's Republican, and he did put out a statement that said, "No cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists, nor the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans." He spoke out against these First Amendment zones, these First Amendment areas that the BLM created. And they did take those down, but he didn't do anything else. He didn't order anybody to do anything else. The sheriff was not doing anything else. The sheriff was the legal, law-abiding authority in that area, not the BLM. And so a lot of people went down to protest the sheriff to try to shame him into doing his job. And that was a very long drive. Clark County is huge. It's about an hour and a half drive from Bunkerville down to Las Vegas. A lot of people went down there. There was a demonstration. After that demonstration, you probably saw the video. We went in and tried to get some information from the public information officer there at the Las Vegas Police Department, and they essentially have combined the Metropolitan Police Force with the County Police Force. So that was where the sheriff's office was in Las Vegas. And he had authority all the way up to where Bunkerville was, an hour and a half away in this gigantic county. And, of course, the public information officer would not answer any of our questions. I was amazed that he didn't even have a printed propaganda statement to talk about the ranch situation. He just said, "That's the ranch. You know, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't even have a statement about that." You know, I didn't really go there thinking I was going to get any information from him. I was going there to give him some information, to tell him that we knew about Harry Reid's unethical connections to this Chinese energy company, and we knew what they were doing, not just with the Chinese energy company, but with First Solar, which has already broken ground. They're using the Bundy Ranch, and they had mentioned the Bundy Ranch. That was what broke on the story on Friday, and I was going there to give him that information, to get his response. Of course, he would not respond to anything. To respond to the fact that we had found documents that had them talking about how they had to remove the Bundy family and their quote-unquote trespass cattle from that area. In other words, abrogate their rights before they could then get full rights to the surface as well as the mineral rights to that area. And that area is not necessarily where they're going to be building any of these solar projects. Those solar projects were further south, but the Bundy Ranch was the mitigation area. Think about carbon tax credit, carbon credits that they put up. This was so that they could essentially tell people who were concerned. They were using the environment as a pretense to do this. So they wanted to tell people that even though they were going to mine in the other area, or that even though they were going to put up these massive construction projects, they were going to make the area where the Bundy family was even more pristine. So it was very important to them to keep their narrative going. Of course, they're not really too concerned about the turtles, and we found out about that. But we went there to give the information to the public information officer, but they don't have even a prepared statement. Now, on our way back, we stopped at 5:30 Pacific time. We stopped for a teleconference from the BLM. They have essentially a propaganda statement at the beginning of it, and then they took questions from the press over the phone. They didn't have any physical area where we could go and actually ask them questions. And I read them essentially the essence of the story about the solar power crony capitalism that was going on with Harry Reid, ENN, asked them to comment on that because we wanted them to know that we understood that this was about removing the Bundy family from that area so that they would no longer have anyone with any property rights in that area so that they could use that area as essentially an environmental credit for what they wanted to do with these solar projects. And, of course, they didn't comment on that. But, again, it was a rhetorical question. We were giving them the information, telling them what we had discovered. Now, as we got back to the area, and as I reported earlier in the day, they had removed the signs for the cattle guard crossings. They had cattle guards at the entrance to this, and that were embedded into the road so the cattle would not cross that. They had signs warning vehicles about that. Those were removed. They did not remove the open range sign that was right across from the demonstrators. They knew better than to try to do that. But the next morning, they had overnight rethought this. They saw the people gathering. They saw how viral this was becoming. They were very concerned. The government decided that they were going to try essentially a feint, see if they would accept this. So the sheriff came up that morning, and as I said before, we had an interview scheduled for him at 8 o'clock. They were in prayer about this 9 o'clock meeting. Mr. Bundy did not want to meet with him in a closed room. He said, we're going to do this in public. And it was amazing to see the sheriff show up with trembling hands reading the Bureau of Land Management press release. And the interesting thing was that overnight they had put back those cattle guard signs. They had over the middle of the night, they had put the signs back. They had written the press release. And he came back and said, we're going to allow you to put your cattle on. Well, of course, they had captured a lot of his cattle. At that point, Mr. Bundy said, what we want you to do is to take the weapons of these people who have turned this into martial law. That was essentially paraphrasing what he had to say. Then he said, we want you to take down these checkpoints that they have used to attack and to taser people. You know, when we had this teleconference, it was amazing to hear the national media and the inane questions that they had, just things like, where are you keeping the cattle? That type of thing. It was the local media that was asking them things like, you've responded to the video that we saw where people were tasered, where they had dogs put on them, but you have not responded to the woman who was attacked and thrown to the ground from behind by your agents. No comment from the BLM. But we did have this comment that we got from them finally. We had asked them so many times, why are you turning this area into martial law? And here's what they had to say.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Yeah, that's right. They like turtles. They like turtles so much that they're killing 1,400 of them because they said they don't have enough money to feed them. And yet they mount a multi-million-dollar militarized operation against this family. They had brand new trucks that they were driving down there. Of course, you could always tell if you saw people carrying guns, it's like, well, is this somebody that's there to support the Bundys or is this somebody that is there with the government? Well, if they had a brand spanking new car, they were from the government. But they could spend millions of dollars to support this operation, but they didn't have the money to feed the turtles. And, of course, at the same time, they're being sued by environmentalists in California because the BLM hasn't even filed reports for 7 years about this tortoise. Now, the idiocy of this is that you've got an area that has 600,000 square miles, and they've got only now about 900 cattle. As Mr. Bundy pointed out, they used to have 53 ranches, each of them with cattle. There used to be sheep ranchers there with thousands of sheep on the hill. And there were more desert turtles then than there are now. Clearly, that is not the case. We had a long interview that I conducted with a man named Mr. Pappas, who had been there throughout this time. He even had a small turtle shell. He said they had bags of these baby turtle shells that had basically been picked at from the top. He said it was ravens and birds that were not native to the area that had come in and that were taking the small turtles out of their nests. He believed that that was what was going on. It clearly wasn't the ranchers. The decline in turtle population happened at the time that they were declining the population of these cattle. And clearly it hasn't come back at all in 20 years. So there's something else going on. As Stefan Molyneux pointed out, I don't know if we've got that clip or not.
It's important to remember that the federal government is very concerned about the tortoises. And one of the ways they've expressed that concern over the past few decades is exploding hundreds of nuclear weapons over Nevada in the Nevada desert. Because as we all know, if you have a tortoise shell, you're fine. Right, so I mean, this is what they give people in nuclear attacks, in tortoise shell. So they've literally incinerated hundreds of thousands of these tortoises. But now, this guy's 150 head of cattle that they want to let on this land, they fear, or the cover story is that they might interfere with some tortoise habitats. It's all complete nonsense, of course. It's a mere exercise of power. I've heard some rumors that it's about oil rights or fracking or solar panels, and who knows? Maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But this is a mere exercise of power to destroy one of the last ranches around. He said originally there were like 52, 53 other ranches. They've all been run off the land with these excessive grazing fees. And then people say, well, why is food so expensive? Well, because you've got these ridiculous grazing fees from a government that has done nothing whatsoever to actually own this land. You know, you and I want to own something, we don't just get to sit there and say, mine, right? You actually have to go earn the damn thing or build it or make it or enclose
exactly
it or
right.
Grow something on it.
And that also brings up the question as to what is legitimate law? Now, here's a comment that my wife sent to me. The guy says, really? You're happy that a lawbreaker got away with breaking the law? Law is law, and Bundy broke the law. If Bundy did, in fact, break the law and is wrong here, he has to be held responsible. Well, the question is, how do we get legitimate law? What is legitimate law? Now, of course, the legitimate law, the law that all the laws are subject to, is the Constitution. That is the ultimate law. That is what law enforcement and the military swear allegiance to. When they break their oath to that ultimate law, when the legislators break their oath to that ultimate law, they no longer have any authority. So there is a legitimate path of authority, but we also have some moral ethics here, and Christians should understand this, that if we are going to stand by, and they're showing up here on the screen, Dr. Martin Luther King says, never forget that everything Hitler did in Germany was legal. Are we going to say that because it was a law, Rosa Parks needed to stay at the back of the bus? There are higher moral laws. That's what Christians need to understand. We have people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer who stood against Hitler. We had Martin Luther King who stood against unjust laws. The laws need to be altered or abolished if they destroy people's rights, if they're immoral, if they're wrong. The Declaration of Independence says we have certain inalienable rights. We create governments to protect those rights. When the governments destroy those rights, we, the people, have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. Now, I want to play. Have you guys got the clip from Steve Bundy? The one where they're talking about, where he's talking about the court case. There was a court case when this all started, and understand that they've enjoyed surface rights, grazing rights for 140 years. And when what the BLM did, and so that they could take this land and hand it over to their crony capitalist partners, whether they're domestic corporations, whether they're international corporations, or whether it's Chinese corporations, it's all the same thing. They used the code to shut these people down. And what they did was, when they said, we're going to cut down your allotment, the number of cattle that you can have, by 90%, and we're going to not allow you to go out in the 3 months that are the best months to graze, the calving months that you need to be on the land. We're not going to allow you to do that. They were essentially putting these people out of business with the code, the new code rules that they had enacted in order to protect the desert tortoise. So the ranchers got together, hired a lawyer, hired scientists, went to court. Because, you know, you should have your day in court before they confiscate your property. That's what they were essentially doing. They were winning the argument. This was in 1993, with their lawyer, with the scientists that they had. They were opposed by the BLM, by the EPA, by environmental groups who were standing up, and every time they brought something up, there was opposition. Clearly, they were losing the case. The judge was ruling in their favor over again. At one point, the BLM got up and said, you have no jurisdiction here, and just walked out. They realized they were losing the case, and they just walked out. Let's play that from...
And during this whole case, the BLM's lawyers, the state of Nevada's lawyers, the conservation group, we had all the greenies there. Every one of their lawyers got up to speak every time anything was said. And after they had lost the case, obviously they stood up, and the only thing they had to say was, you have no jurisdiction over EPA law. And there were no rights to oppose the EPA in any regulation. You have no federal recourse in the law. And he had this situation where he's already paid for the grazing out here. This fee that they're charging him is just an arbitrary fee. They say, well, you can put that many cows out there and it's going to cost you this much. And next week it's something else. And then next week it was, well, you could have put out 150 cows. Now you can put out 50. And you can either comply and go out of business as they've done to all of the ranchers around. All of the people on the land, they want to completely be able to control it through regulation. I don't know that that's their plan, but that's what's happened to our country. And one at a time, they can take out anyone in this country that opposes them.
That's right. That's exactly what it's about. It's a gradual infringement process. It's about regulations created by bureaucracies that are unaccountable to us, unanswerable to us. They are not on the ballot. We have regulation without representation. We have bureaucracies with armies to come out and enforce that. We have courts where we have no presumption of innocence. We're going to be right back. That is the key. That is happening to every business across the country. He's in a timeshare business, and they're putting them out of business with regulations. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory Garden with Victory Brand Seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You guys
are armed! We have
to stand up for
the
illegal fire! Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the Bundy Ranch standoff. Josh Owens and I just got back, and it was an amazing victory. A victory for people who stood up against the gradual infringement of their rights and really questioned, do they have the authority to put people off of their property? Got together, looked them in the eye, and the feds moved down. And Alex Jones is right here. That was an amazing victory, Alex.
It was incredible, and I'm as proud of this as anything we've ever done. Yesterday, covering this on the Sunday show, and then, of course, Saturday, watching them live, Ustream. It was so historic, and I realized that when Bundy told 1,000 people, we're going to walk through, we're going to march through, that this could have easily turned into Lexington or Concord.
Yes.
The shot heard around the world, and there's a video at the bottom of Jerome Corsi's article on WorldNet Daily that I wanted to play that I think I sent you.
Yes.
Where a rancher a few days before gives a speech, and he says, listen, I'm not going with guns. If they're going to shoot me, that'll be the shot heard around the world. They fire that, we'll fire the rest. And the feds realized they didn't have the moral high ground. This event that happened is literally, and I'm going to talk about this at the bottom of the next hour after Josh comes in, is a Rosetta Stone. And for those that know what the Rosetta Stone is, it was discovered, and it was basically the way to decode these hieroglyphs that they could never understand before. And this is a Rosetta Stone. This is exactly what's happened in the Texas Revolution, in the 1776 Revolution. This is the kind of stuff that led to brush fire rebellions, that led to Magna Carta, 1215. This is the kind of stuff that led the Israelites out of Egypt with Moses. Same story. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the human story. It transcends America. And the victory is the imagery. You couldn't ask for better propaganda for freedom. And propaganda doesn't mean lies. It's just gotten a bad connotation. It's truthful info war of good-looking, you know, hard-working farmers and folks coming together, real militia with their guns, with the guns at their side, marching towards men saying, we're going to shoot you, with their police dogs and all the rest of it, knowing they were in the wrong, standing down, the BLM deciding to be good, like the troops in V for Vendetta.
Yes.
Not shooting when the people peacefully walked towards them.
And that eventually, that essentially happened in East Germany as well. At one point, when the people got together in churches, exactly, they got together in the churches, they marched to the fences, and the border guards had been shooting people trying to get over the fences in East Germany, stood down and refused the orders to shoot.
And the whole government collapsed. The whole criminal illegitimate regime collapsed. And we want the republic back. We want the New World Order system to collapse. And again, for those that don't know BLM, that don't know range rights, if you come in and you're a rancher and you want to buy grazing rights and no one has a claim and they have a clear claim, that's why BLM tried to buy it from him, then they can sell those rights if they're the manager and the steward. Yeah. They were not the manager and the steward. Their family, as the antecedent, I guess would be the term, are the progenitors of that, the first claim. It's 100% in common law, in state law. That's why Bundy's so mad. And then you see the ignorant public going, that guy's not paying taxes for that. He paid taxes seven generations in blood, putting in the water tanks, putting in his ancestors. That's the essence of owning property. None of us own our houses anymore with property tax.
That's right.
The Rockefellers all get waivers and are exempt. If folks look it up, you pay a tax to have your car registered. Now they're raising that, putting people out of their cars. You pay a tax on your home. Most people I know can't pay their property taxes. They're taking old people's houses because they can't pay it. You don't really own your house. This is what feudalism is. And so the next 30 minutes, we'll break this down. Josh Owens, who's a real hero, everybody that was there was a hero, to march towards people pointing guns at you, saying, we will shoot, who had just attacked dogged and tasered people and thrown women to the ground. I mean, this is a big deal. You guys, like V for Vendetta, that's a movie. This is real. Walked into this, and they said, no, we're not letting the cattle go. Get out of here. And we said, all right, we're coming through. And so you guys tore the gates down and marched over.
Right.
We're going to break. We're coming back. I'll break it all down at the bottom of the next hour. This is historic. This is all Americans' victory. And we defeated the mainstream media and their fraud. We exposed Harry Reid. It's the key.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family?
fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.